Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Welcome back to Forum. I'm Mina Kim. The animated short film Canvas, now out on Netflix, is about a grandfather, a painter, who loses his will to paint after the death of a loved one. The film is the directorial debut of animator Frank E. Abney III, who worked on Pixar hits like Toy Story 4 and Coco, among many others, and executive produced the Oscar-winning short Hair Love. In making Canvas, Abney, who was born in Alameda and now lives in L.A., says he was influenced by losses in his own life. If you've seen the film and want to share your thoughts on it, feel free to give us a call, 866-733-6786. You can also tweet us at KQED Forum or also post comments on Facebook. You can also email us, forum@kqed.org. Frank Abney, welcome to Forum.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, we really appreciate you being here, especially after seeing the lovely short animated film Canvas. And it sounds like it was a personal project that's really been on your mind for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a personal one. I was pulling directly from my family, actually. With my own experiences with loss and, my experience growing up, watching my mom, how she experienced it as well. So it all kind of started around 6 years ago is when I actually started writing the film. But, prior to that, just kind of watching my niece grow up, it was really heartwarming for me and inspiring, just kind of returning to that, that child within us, you operate pretty carefree and, you're not kind of burdened with some of the experiences you've had and some of the things that we hold on our shoulders as adults. And so, I was inspired to create after, being in kind of a creative rut, I guess is the easiest way to put it. Seeing how my mom navigated the loss of my dad and, just kind of seeing some glimpses of an artistic background or something, turned out it wasn't, it was just interest that she
in
had.
Your mom. But,
And I just kind of, I just wondered the backstory with that, if there was something that was lost, in my dad, when she dealt with the loss of him, and also being around my grandfather around that time and, growing up and, just kind of wondering, behind the backstory of his demeanor, he was always very quiet and I felt, just a little withdrawn. So, I wondered about that, and that kind of all contributed to creating this story about loss and how we get through it together.
Yeah, I can really hear and see now the inspiration for your characters. So you had your mom with some artistic ability. You had a grandfather that you said was a little withdrawn, and there's a grandfather, of course, in Canvas who is a painter. So I can see that coming together. And also, you were 5, is that right, when your father died?
Right. Yeah. 5 years old.
So at a very, very young age, there is a little girl in the short film. Is that you, or is that inspired by somebody else?
It's inspired by my niece. She was the one that helped me in a way just by observing her, just living, kids in general, they have this spark in them and, they can bring about, joy without even trying. And
that's such a good way of putting it. They really can. You're right. Even if someone's experienced real grief, as you have, making a film about it really forces you to think deeply about it. Like, what did you learn about grief that was new to you, or how grief operates that you wanted to portray in the film as you were processing it?
Yeah, I mean, I noticed that, my father's passing, even though I was so young, it still creeps up in my life today. you know, and in those moments, sometimes I can get stuck in this, this mode where, you know, you're kind of wondering how things would have gone if they were still alive, and, you know, how much easier it would have been on the family, you know, all these things that, you know, you kind of get sucked into this, this, this place of, you know, something that you have no control over. And, I found that just, you know, kind of, not just accepting it, but just, I guess, in a way thinking that there's, I guess, a reason why everything happens. And, you know, I think about even my own, you know, creative outlets, you know, wondering like if I would even be doing this right now, if I would have taken the path of, you know, being a filmmaker, if that hadn't happened, you know, because one of the ways into it was, I was, you know, I got locked into Lion King when I saw that as a kid, you know, and identifying with Simba and his loss of his father, and you know, the responsibilities of being an adult, like that kind of changed my everything and kind of set me on this path early on.
Wow.
So it's kind of one of those, like, yeah, it's hard to it's hard to put into words, but it's definitely something where, you know, it's hard to take in as something that was necessary in your life or you know, the family's trajectory from there on out. But, you know, everything does kind of happen for a reason, I feel.
Yeah. What has been your reaction to the reaction that your short has gotten?
I'm floored. I can't, you know, there's so many stories, and this is why we do this, you know, as filmmakers. You know, I think ultimately as artists and filmmakers, we just want to connect, you know, we want to connect with people. And I feel like that's what's been happening, you know, reading people's stories and, you know, the comments, you know, especially the ones that are directly connected to the short. You know, I just read something this morning where it was like pretty spot on situation that was very similar to the story. And you know, it's rewarding to me because it's a vulnerable experience, you know, putting yourself into your work, even if people don't know that it's coming from a real place, you know, it is, and you're putting it out into the world, and, you know, we know how comments can go on, you know, the internet and, you know, all that
yes.
stuff. And so it's a very vulnerable experience, but it's something that I always want to do as a filmmaker, you know, put that truth into the art, you know, because even if it's not for everybody, the people that it is for are going to get something special out of it.
The details, the details of your characters, from the grandfather's age spots to the daughter's hair. I mean, they were really, really exquisite, and it felt like really important to you to get right.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Cause I, you know, as an animator, you know, growing up watching, you know, animated films and cartoons and stuff, you know, there weren't a whole lot of characters that looked like me growing up. There were some that I really appreciated, but you know, it was one of those things where, you know, I had to fulfill the responsibility I have being in this position to, you know, represent you know, my family, you know, people that I grew up with, my ancestors, my, you know, just it had to be done in a way that didn't feel like it was just rushed. Like it was just a character that I just slapped a brown texture on, and, you know, it was more than that, you know, the story as well, you know, there's a representation in how we experience grief as well, you know, with a lot of the tragedies and just justices, like everything that's going on in the world, you know, the frequency of them. It's, you know, we don't really have time to take it in and actually process that grief. You know, there's a lot of it, you know, we have to briefly experience it, and then we kind of lock it away and have to move on. Yeah. And so that's exactly what the grandfather did in the story, you know, with all of his artwork and paintings that remind him of his life. You know, he locked them away and just tried to move on, but, you know, couldn't until, you know, he's kind of to face it, you know, face to face, literally.
Yeah. We're talking with Frank Abney about his new short film, Canvas, that centers around a grandfather who's trying to regain his inspiration after suffering a loss. It premiered on Netflix last Friday. And Sarah writes, really beautiful story. I love seeing how art and family help us through grief and help us find who we are again after tragedy. This year in particular, people are going to relate to it. I hope to be seeing Canvas nominated for Best Animated Short for the Oscars. And of course, Frank Abney was the executive producer on the Oscar-winning animated short film Hair Love, also a former animator at Pixar. His resume includes Coco, Incredibles 2, Toy Story 4, Frozen, Kung Fu Panda 3, lots of others. You were talking about the grandfather, and, you know, the grandfather being a painter really made me think about the process of creating art and how much it requires you to feel. Like, in many ways, it felt like the grandfather, in order to paint, had to allow himself to feel again something painful that he's been trying to protect himself from, essentially. Is that something you were trying to convey?
Yeah, definitely. Because I feel like when we create, you know, that's a direct line to us as a human being, you know, as our, you know, we're how we're interpreting the world, you know, we're taking in all everything that we experience, you know, it's, I feel like art is our, you know, how we express that interpretation, you know, what we're receiving, you know, that's how we're getting it out. And so, you know, I feel like if you're kind of closed off or shut down, you know, that window is closed. You're not getting that air coming in, you know, you know, it's you know, kind of like a Christmas lights in a way, you know, yeah. One of those that go out and the whole thing is like, you know, messed up. And I feel like, you know, with art, you kind of, I feel like it's because for me, it's the way that I express myself. You know, it has to come from, like, what I create has to come from life. It has to come from these experiences. If I want to really do something that means something to me, you know, yeah, there were things that I created, you know, just for fun or whatever. But even those fun things are coming from something real. And so I feel like with the grandpa, we don't know his name, but his name is Arthur, even though we don't say it in short. But Arthur is, because he's kind of withdrawn and shut himself off from everything. You know, it's hard for him to channel anything, you know, it's hard for him to put anything on the canvas. So, you know, we have those moments where he's just staring at that empty easel.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's frustrating for him. And even, you know, when his granddaughter, Cora, wants to, you know, invite him to draw with her, you know, it's like, you go ahead, you know, he can't bring himself to do it. And even in the end, after, you know, he has the experience, he has to have a bit of closure, you know, it's still not as easy to do it. But no, I wanted to surround him with his family to be there to show that, you know, we don't have to go through these things alone. You know, I'm here.
It's great to hear the names of the characters because there is no dialogue in Canvas. And and even in Hair Love, you know, the speaking is really spare. Why is that? What do you like about that? What do you think it does?
I don't know. I love it because I think coming to this as an animator, you know, I'm always diving into the subtext of characters rather than what they're actually saying. You know, so, you know, thinking of performances, you know, these characters we bring to life in these films, you know, it's more about what they're thinking. So to bringing that to canvas, you know, I wanted it because it was such a personal story and I wanted that emotion. And I wanted it to be something that had more of a direct through line to the emotion and not be distracted in any way by having any words that just, you know, I feel like we get the most truth out of body language and the eyes. So I wanted it to just be purely expression and body language. Just how can I communicate this, emotion in the clearest way possible.
Well, congratulations, Frank Abney, on Canvas, and also just on getting the attention of Netflix. I mean, I'm sure this was a big, big step in your life from Alameda.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty refreshing. You know, when it started all a couple of years ago, actually, when I first released the characters, and just the interest alone was very refreshing to see that, you know, big studio like that was looking to support it in some way.
Yeah, well, hope.
Fast forward, here we are.
I know. Well, hope we see a lot more, and hope to have you back on, Frank Abney. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
Frank Abney making his directorial debut with Canvas on Netflix, and also the executive producer of the Oscar-winning animated short film Hair Love. Thanks, Frank Abney. All right.
Thank you so much.
We end the week, as we have these last few months, with a listener song pick as part of our Music Getting You Through 2020 series. And this song was sent to us from listener Irina.
One of the songs that's getting me through 2020 is Roses, Lotus, Violet, Iris by Hayley Williams. And I chose this song because it's really helped me hope for a better future. And it's allowed me to believe in myself, that I can push up from and leave the dirt of my struggle and pain and bloom into who I want to be. And most importantly, to know that the pain of who I was isn't why I have to stay forever. It's just such a personal, beautiful, and raw song, and it's really cathartic to sing and let out all of my complicated, confusing feelings into the world. And especially that recognition of and release of those emotions has really encouraged my own personal healing, especially after so much that's happened in my own life during this difficult year.
That was Roses, Lotus, Violet, Iris by Hayley Williams. Thanks, Irina, for sharing it with us. And if you want to hear all the songs listeners are recommending, check out KQED's The Music Getting You Through 2020 playlist on Spotify. Thank you to producers Ariana Prale and Susan Britton for today's segments. Forum is also produced by Judy Campbell, Tina Lauberg, and Blanca Torres. Our senior editor is Dan Zoll. Our engineers are Danny Bringer and Katie McMurrin. Our executive editor is Ethan Tobin-Lindsay. And our chief content officer is Holly Kernan. Thanks to our listeners for listening, and have a great weekend.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.